Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. You know how to reach us. We're at 312-981-7200. You can call us there or text us there. Our guest right now is Michelle Poehler. And Michelle, I just want to tell you, I don't say this to all the guests. I admire you so much because you took something, you took a series of fears, and you didn't just live with them. You did something about it, and good for you. Hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right, go to the start of this. I know we're going back to 2015 when this all began, but talk about your campaign, your 100 Days Without Fear. Well, how did this all start?
So I moved to New York a few months before I started the project, and I realized that I could not live in New York and stay in my comfort zone. And it was very painful to try to, you know, avoid fears while living in that city, which is not for fearful people. And I had two options. I could stay in New York and actually face my fears, or go back to where I come from. And I wanted to stay so bad, I decided to face 100 fears in 100 days as part of a school project that I was I had to do for a master's that I was doing in branding.
All right, now we all have some fears, and a lot of them are similar. Like, I'm afraid to jump out of an airplane. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I noticed you did. I have an irrational fear of tornadoes, but a lot of people are afraid of tornadoes. I don't know if I have 100 fears, though. How did you come up with 100?
So the way I classify this is not only about things that you're afraid of, but things that you're uncomfortable doing. So it is constantly about pushing your comfort zone. And that's how I would decide which fears to do. Because giving free hugs in the middle of Times Square is not that it's, you know, like, oh, that's my big fear. It's not, but it is uncomfortable. So let me try it. Or posing nude in front of a drawing class. It's not like I'm going to die. You know, I'm not at risk, but it's so uncomfortable. So that's what I was doing for 100 days, just pushing my comfort zone.
Michelle, out of the 100, did you conquer all 100, or were there some that you just couldn't pull off?
Well, I faced 100. I did not overcome 100 fears. So it was like shock therapy where I exposed myself to the fear for one time, and then the next day I would do something different. So it's not like I am now comfortable doing, you know, posing nude in front of a drawing class or doing stand-up comedy or holding a tarantula. I'm not comfortable, but at least I tried that. I can say that I did, and I can now make a decision if I like it or if I don't.
You know, we all like routine, it seems. Like, I like knowing when I come to my job every day, you know, I park in the same spot, it's the same commute. But there's something about going out of your comfort zone that makes it, yes, uncomfortable, but on the other hand, much more exhilarating. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, what I believe is that if every day we do something that is outside of our comfort zone, we will be creating memories. And memories make our life feel longer. Because when you look back, you see all these new things you did on your daily basis, and you're like, whoa, I've been doing a lot of things. But if you do the same thing, right, your routine, every single day, when you look back, you're like, whoa, it's December already? What happened to my year?
That's true.
Of the 100, Michelle, are there some that even now you look back on and you go, wow, what was I thinking? That's something I really shouldn't have touched.
Not really. I'm actually glad I did all of them. And I keep doing the same thing. My life now is all about trying new things every single day and then making a decision if I like it or if I not. And you can be surprised of the things that you may enjoy and you have no idea.
So you still do this, even though the 100 days without fear is over, you still challenge yourself. You continue to challenge yourself and say, here's something I'm not really good with. I can do this. You're still doing that, huh?
Yeah, actually, I became a motivational speaker and I talk about this every single day and to a different audience. And if I talk about this, I have to, you know, do as I preach. So I have to keep facing my fears, creating new stories, new memories, and sharing this online to keep inspiring people on a daily basis.
All right. On your list of fears, one of them is holding a cat. Why are you afraid of cats?
I lived with two cats for a semester in college, and they made my life impossible. Like, hell, I would not touch the cats, and my life would be around, like, oh, if the cat is in the bathroom, then I may wait for them to get out. So for this challenge, I was like, I have to do all those things that I once said I would never do, like touch a cat. So I did it. I held a cat, and it was not as bad as I thought, and I felt really ridiculous for not doing that while I was living with cats before.
But, Michelle, you know this. Cats spend the majority of their day plotting ways to kill you.
No,
you know that, right?
No,
they do
not.
Exactly.
What was the reaction from family and friends who have known you forever? I don't know if you consider yourself normally a fearful person, but when you told them you were embarking on this, you're going to tackle 100 fears, what was their reaction?
They were so happy for me. Everybody I know was pushing me to do this, except for my mom. My mom is extremely fearful. So when I told her about this, she was like, no, don't. I don't want you to die in the process and whatever. So I couldn't even tell her the fears before facing them. I had to tell her after. That was a rule.
All right. I'm confused on number 8 on your list of fears as well. Smoke. So you didn't smoke and you did smoke for your list? I'm confused.
I never tried any kind of substance before that could mess with my brain, my system, anything. Like, I'm a very control freak, so I was like, I'm not letting go. And, you know, smoking or drinking are things that, you know, manipulate your brain. And
yeah.
I was afraid of that, so I never tried it before. Yeah.
You mentioned that now, Michelle, you are a motivational speaker. You also mentioned that one of your fears that you tackled was stand-up comedy. One of the biggest fears for everybody is always speaking in public. I have no idea why, but that's always a top fear. What was it about those things, speaking in public, either as a TED Talk speaker or as a stand-up comic? What was it that made you so nervous?
Well, I think that we can all relate to the fear of being in front of people and then maybe blank out, forget what you have to say next. Say a joke that no one understands or no one really laughs about that. So I feel that paralyzes us. And what I realize is that when we have a message, we can't allow the fear to come in the way. We have to get over our fears and stand on that stage and deliver that message, because we can change life if we face our fear. So that's what I'm doing now, facing that fear every single day.
And, you know, some of the things, like I mentioned, that we're afraid of, too, like cliff diving, skydiving. But, you know, this is something that I would never have thought of, but this would scare the crap out of me, is to crash someone's wedding. You just walk into someone's wedding that you don't know. That was pretty uncomfortable, wasn't it?
It was uncomfortable, but the worst part was that I almost get sued for doing that, which
Why?
I was not expecting.
What happened?
The family, after a week of that, after I published the video, no. The family found out, and they were suing the hotel, and the hotel, they were calling me, asking me to take all the videos down if I don't want to get in trouble. But that became scarier, yes.
And then you could add another thing on your list is counter-sue someone.
Right, that's easy.
Yeah.
On your list, I noticed donate blood. Was the fear there the same fear that I have? Was it needles, or was there something a little more deep-rooted than that?
Oh, definitely needles, yeah. And it's... another fear that I faced similarly was getting a piercing, which was also facing needles. So when I faced, when I was going to donate blood, what I realized is that these kind of fears were, there was a pattern. And that's when I realized I didn't have 100 fears like I thought. I actually had 7 fears, and pain is one of them.
But that's, I know there are rational fears and irrational fears, but a fear of pain seems as rational can be, although a needle really only causes a very limited amount of pain. So that one's tricky, isn't it?
It is. And at the end, I feel, you know, fears, the fears that are limiting our life are pretty irrational. Like the fear of embarrassment, of rejection, they're not going to kill us. And still, we stop doing so many things that we actually want to do because we're afraid of those thing.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's great advice, really. And somebody just texted, you know, if I hear this comfort zone thing once again, I've spent my entire life trying to get in a comfort zone. Leave me alone. And there's something to be said for your safe routine. I mean,
sure.
We all feel comfortable, but I don't know. I just feel like sometimes you become a better person. Maybe if you are, you know, trying to be funnier, if you step out of your comfort zone, you get funnier. If you're trying to be an artist and you step out of your comfort zone, you're a better artist.
Yeah, for sure. That's what my goal is to expand my comfort zone as much as possible. And what I say is that the more uncomfortable you get, the greater the reward.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true.
Probably my formula. Yeah.
I'm going to take a different route home from work
do
today.
Do it, Wendy. Do I'll it. I challenge you. Michelle Poehler is our guest, creator of 100 Days Without Fear. Great project. Go to 100dayswithoutfear.com. Michelle, really quickly, what's the advice you would give somebody if somebody goes, I don't think I can knock out 100 fears, but there's 3 or 4 or 5. What's the one universal thing that you can tell them that will help them?
So the one thing I do now, you know how when we are about to face a fear and you're thinking about it, you ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
That question is just so wrong, because it gives us the, we start thinking of all the possible things that can go wrong in our life. When we face that fear, we take that risk. So my suggestion is to ask yourself, what's the best that can happen? Because that way, when you change the question, you will be thinking about all the possible rewards. And focusing on the rewards is the one thing that will motivate us to actually take action.
What's next for you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
what's next for you, Michelle?
So right now I'm working on my book that will be publishing hopefully this year, and working on an online course that we were putting out there, and just keep building the speaking business, which we're now getting into schools and speaking around the world.
Excellent.
Companies.
Very, very inspirational. Mm-hmm. Michelle Poehler is her name. She's the creator of 100 Days Without Fear. Go to that website, 100dayswithoutfear.com, if you'd like to learn more. Keep up the good work, Michelle. We're proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Michelle.
Very nice.
What are you going to do out of your comfort zone today?
Nothing.
I'm not either.
Nope. Staying as close as I can.
We learned a lot.
Yeah. Spill and Wendy, WGN.